dictation for Stanley, Stanley, Filcek, Filcek, April 8:45, address Azaleta, Dr. Abimbola, A, B as in boy, I M, B as in boy, O L A, 463-9360. Dear Dr. Abimbola, consultation Mr. Filcek, Stanley with chronic kidney disease. He is aware for a number of years, presently resides at Masonic Home, comes accompanied with wife. He's been treated recently, anemia with intravenous iron, stable weight and appetite, physically active, no vomiting dysphagia, minor reflux, constipation, no reported bleeding, has frequency nocturia, denies incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, remote history of questioned kidney stones, no isolation of the stone, unknown type, still has his prostate, PSA apparently elevated, denies edema, does have neuropathy, feet, but denies claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. He uses a walking stick to keep balance. No recent falling episode. Denies chest pain, palpitations. He has bradycardia but no pacemaker. Chronic dyspnea but no oxygen. Has a sleep apnea with a sleep apnea machine, no purulent material hemoptysis. There has been some skin cancer phase removed. Group of messenger, MESSENGER. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypertension, chronic kidney disease, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke seizures, denies chronic liver abnormalities, denies diabetes, although he's taking Jardians, question heart abnormalities, including atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease prior stenting, next paragraph, surgeries and procedures, three vessel bypass surgery plus one stent, gallbladder bilateral length implant, circumcision, undescended tested on the left side that was brought back when he was 12 years old, broke down when he was 12 years old. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergies to Norvasc, lisinopril, and statins. Next paragraph, medication list review, Norvasc, aspirin, Jardians, vitamin D, Lasix, hydralazine, nitrates, beta blockers, aldactone, stool softeners, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, reviewing records from your office and others. They mention renal artery stenosis that patient is not aware of procedures. They mentioned diabetes and probably diabetic nephropathy, diabetic retinopathy, gynecomastia. Next paragraph. Denies smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, physical exam, 177 pounds, 69 inches tall, blood pressure 140/58 on the left, 110/60 on the right. Very pleasant, alert, oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, no expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry, minor bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no local iral wheezes, no pleural effusion, bradycardia and premature beats, no pericardial rap, prior bypass surgery, overweight of the abdomen with diastasis of the rectum, femoral bruit, left more than right, decreased pulses, popliteal, dorsal spedis, posterior tibialis, but no gross cyanosis or gangrene, also decreased bilateral wrist pulses, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. Most recent one, creatinine 2.88, which appears to be in the good range of baseline, which has been recently as high as 3.4. Present GFR will be 21 to stage 4. There is a low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelet, PTH elevated 192, gross proteinuria, albumin creatinine ratio 612, A1C around 7.3, hepatitis C negative, PSA above 10, he was 14-15, high cholesterol LDL, good control triglyceride, and high HDL 86. Pro-BNP in the 5,000, prior protein creatinine ratio 1.04, a prior bladder ultrasound, no urinary retention. This is, however, from 2022. There is an echocardiogram from 2024. Ejection fraction at 54%, otherwise looks normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, advanced chronic, apparently from diabetes, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. There is mention of renal artery stenosis, but I don't have any imaging to compare. Kidney ultrasound, post void bladder, and renal arterial Doppler to be done. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is secondary hyperparathyroidism. At this moment, does not require vitamin D125. No need for phosphorus binders. A stable potassium and acid base. Low sodium, probably representing diuretics. Continue fluid restriction. Blood pressure in the office. Fair. Continue present regimen, presently noise inhibitors or ARBs, tolerating aldactone potassium, tolerating Jardiance without infection in the urine, has a high TSH, which likely represents prostate cancer, needs to follow with urology. There is history of coronary artery disease, but with preserved ejection fraction, no major abnormalities, nothing to suggest CHF decompensation or ischemic cardiomyopathy. We will monitor chemistries over time, also discuss with the patient and wife end of dictation,